All right, welcome back to the Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
How's it going there, Mr. Ju?
It's going good. Cool. Ramping up our summit. Don't forget, that's at the end of October. And we got online and in person. Anyways, this week we're going to be... I had some questions about checking block.
Checking blocks.
Right.
Check, you're it.
There you go.
Oh, no, that's tick.
Huh?
That's tag, you're it.
Tag. Oh.
Anyways,
you know, there's a couple, you know, purposes for checking block, right? If I'm using it with a knife hand, it might be like I'm grabbing a punch so I can grab their arm afterwards.
You ever seen that in the video?
Yeah.
Demonstration video?
No, have you?
Yes, Sam.
You have? Okay, okay.
And what video might that be?
What? Which one was that?
I gotta dig it out. It's in the original Legacy Comdo video.
Really?
So they had a set.
Okay.
General Che had a set of, you know, the Comdo encyclopedia, or it was a DVD set.
Right.
Or not a DVD set, it was a...
VHS?
No. It was computer, so that you can run in the computer, you can click on here for this and here for that.
Yeah.
And that's where, if you look on YouTube, you see a lot of the patterns by all of these masters. So, and it's from the Comdo videos, or from that, I don't know, what did you call it? Shoot. Anyway, it's like a digital encyclopedia in a way, right?
Okay.
Anyway, they made a VHS version. And I remember watching that, and they were explaining the checking block, and that's what it was. Did the checking block, and so he kind of says checking block is used for, like, hey, are you sure you want to fight? I mean, I can intercept and destroy. I can block and destroy that arm, right? Or I can check it, and checking is kind of like, are you sure you want to fight? If you do, then I will continue. If you don't, then you just stop. And so it was a demonstration of this checking block where he kind of came across the checking block with a knife hand. And they show the fist is right in between the hands. So it kind of traps that arm, and then he was able to grab the arm and pull him off to the side or redirect him. And so, anyway.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got to pull that out.
Yeah, hopefully it's got in one of those boxes.
It is in one of those boxes. And I've got to pull out the VHS.
Ah.
And got to hook it up to the, you know.
Yeah, not a simple project.
Home,
here.
You know, the home entertainment system.
Right.
Hopefully the VHS actually still works.
Yeah, hopefully.
I have one that's still in its wrapped.
Really? Well, you shouldn't open that.
I know, I'm not opening that.
Okay. So we talked a little bit about, like, you could trap like a hand, but I think when you look at like checking block with the X fist as well, they talk a little bit about it blocking a turning kick.
Like a reverse
or
turning,
reverse
kick,
turning
like
kick.
Like a parallel block, right? Or a straight block or something like that. So checking block with the knife hand.
So that kick is coming at you, and I'm assuming you're not like trapping it upwards, because that'd be pretty hard to do.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming the block is more coming
it's
almost
hard to
forward, right?
Trap anything anyway. It's
kind
of fast.
But that block would be coming more forward because that kick is coming
right
at you. So.
So we're talking about the same movement in Chung Mu. How do you execute that?
How do you do it? Is it upwards? Is it across? Is it forward? I think there's a case for all of them, right? Like, if I just bring it across, now my hands are already in position, you know, something to block.
Right.
If it's coming upwards, oh, that's great for trapping, like, the hand. Or if it's going forward, that's great for a kick that's coming in, I'm trying to intercept it.
Right.
So, how are we looking at performing this type of technique?
Well, I think in Chung Mu, I don't think it's an upward block, right? So.
Right.
Upward blocks is basically a block that kind of comes from the belt upward towards the shoulder line, right? And so it's not performed like you come from like belt down and then kind of come upward like that. Checking should be more like check. Like I kind of think of checking like when if you were playing basketball and someone's coming at you, you put your arm out and you check them.
Yeah.
They don't get too close, right?
Right.
And so I kind of think of it that way. And so my hands were basically in the solar plex area, and it comes out and it checks the technique. But what I also, the way we teach it, is that as it comes out, there's a slight upward movement, not not a lot, just a slight upward movement, like trapping that hand, as it was demonstrated on that video.
And so there are other types of checking blocks too, right?
Yeah, that's just checking block with a knife hand.
Yeah.
Right, you also can have checking block with the X-fist, right? You can have checking block.
Checking block with the double forearm.
Double forearm.
Checking block with the single forearm.
But yeah, so checking block is, I think really what is checking block is more of a block to say, hey, I intercepted your technique. Are you sure you really want to fight? Because if you do, you might be in big trouble.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I kind of think that's the way that, even like checking kicks, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can stop someone's kick, he says, really? Are you want to go mm-hmm. or don't want to go? Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes fights or self-defense situations should be, you don't always have to destroy somebody. Mm-hmm. Just tell them, hey, look how awesome I am.
Right. Well, let's finish off this podcast with looking at that intermediate hand position for like checking block. So if we're doing an X knife hand here.
Right.
Hands closed in between, hands open, hands open halfway through.
Yeah, so that was a kind of a question in a previous podcast we talked about where a coach just protested one of my students for this outward knife hand strike, the hand positions, I guess, mm-hmm. was not what he would say was correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody should just protest. That's $100.
To the ITF.
That's right. Just give them money.
That's right.
And then they can use that for, you know, soju.
You can take out President Che or something.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so what is the rule? I think that interpretation, basically, I think really what it is in between movements, you should be relaxed. Now, what does that mean about your hands? Your hands should be relaxed. So should you clench your hand? Mm-hmm. Like you're going to punch someone? I say no. Your hands can be slightly closed. How mm-hmm. closed is it? As long as your hands is relaxed. Because at the point of contact, then you have to form the proper tool in a very strong position, right? Mm-hmm. And so when we're doing this checking block, I would say my hands would be slightly closed and then it would open, just like the way I would say you execute an outward knife hand strike, downward knife hand strike, or any of the even knife hand guarding block, the hands would be slightly, which should be relaxed, should be closed, slightly closed, and then it would open. How much should it be closed? That is going to be, I think, interpretation of your instructor or your umpire or your coach, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. But I'm not that picky about that. I think as long as it looks like it's closed and then you look like you're exploding and executing the technique properly, mm-hmm. I'm good with that.
And the load up for it, are we bringing it back to the shoulders? Is it more out, in, shoulders, forward?
Natural.
Okay, so from anywhere from here to here.
Just say natural. That's the answer to all questions, right? It's natural. Don't overthink it, just natural.
Yeah, okay.
That's a similar kind of question as to like, how far should I pull my arm back and execute techniques when I punch, mm-hmm. right? Well, obviously the more you can pull something back, you can have more power, right? Yeah. And so I think it's more like in, chest line, solar plex line, relax. Not too wide because you don't want to open yourself up too much as well, mm-hmm. right? You don't want to be stiff through the whole technique. So if I pull my hands way back, my arms are a little stiff. Mm-hmm. It's already, I feel a little tension there. And so really it's got to be relaxed and then execute the technique. Mm-hmm. So that's maybe shoulder line, middle of your body, solar plex line there, mm-hmm. not too wide.
Yeah,
but not too close either, because you still need to have that. You still need to have that wind up in a way.
Right. All right, that's gonna wrap up our conversation on checking block. Let us know your guys' thoughts. And as always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
We'll see you guys next time.
Take one.